the loot of the Neptune.
More of the world's best variety is on the way after the latest news. I'm Ray McDonald on VOA Music Mix.
The number of bombings and attacks in Iraq climbs, and from Israel, a warning from the Prime Minister for Gaza residents. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. Bombings in Iraq have left at least 30 people dead 2 days after an assault on a Sunni mosque killed at least 60 worshippers as they attended weekly prayers. Officials say a suicide bomber rammed a vehicle into an interior ministry building in Baghdad Saturday, killing at least 8 people, wounding numerous others. Iraqi officials say there were 3 bombs in Kirkuk, killing at least 18 people there, wounding more than 100 others. And another bomb rattled the normally quiet city of Erbil, the capital of Iraq's Kurdistan region. Reuters news agency reports a deadly bombing into Crete as well. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned residents of the Gaza Strip to leave any site where Palestinian militants are operating, saying the locations could be attacked. Mr. Netanyahu held his weekly cabinet meeting today and said one day after an Israeli airstrike flattened a Gaza building that Gaza residents should vacate immediately every site from which Hamas is carrying out what he called terrorist activity. The Israeli military said it had warned the residents of the multi-story building to leave shortly before launching the attack that wounded nearly 20 people. Another airstrike on Saturday flattened a 7-story building. Israel said that building housed Hamas offices. And today, an airstrike by Israel killed 2 people on a motorcycle in Gaza. An Islamist militia is basing itself in Libya's coastal city of Misrata, claims to have seized the Tripoli airport from rival Zintan Group. A Misrata spokesperson said the airport was taken Saturday after 6 weeks of battling with the Zintan militia over the premises. This is VOA News. Today is National Independence Day in Ukraine. Holidays being marked in Kiev and around the country with parades, musical performances, and speeches by politicians. Western monitors say the Russian aid convoy that crossed into Ukraine Friday has now returned back to Russia. Meantime, German Chancellor Angela Merkel was also in Kiev on Saturday, meeting with Ukraine's president and pledging more than $500 million in German aid to help rebuild eastern Ukraine. Russia faced heavy criticism for its so-called humanitarian convoy. Kate Joslow reports.
In the city of Kramatorsk, Ukraine, a spokesman for the so-called anti-terror operations, Oleksiy Dmytrovsky, accused Russia of using the convoy to bring more supplies to rebels and to cover the tracks of their alleged involvement in the conflict. One of their missions was to take away dead Russian fighters, he said, adding that they also are stealing machine components and parts produced only in Ukraine. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which has monitored the conflict in Ukraine, said observers counted 227 trucks in the convoy returning across the Donetsk border crossing point. Russia's foreign ministry said they made the decision to move the convoy into Ukraine because endless delays were becoming intolerable. Gabe Joselow, VOA News, Kramatorsk, Ukraine.
Hiding someone infected with Ebola virus could land a person in jail in Sierra Leone, where the parliament passed the new law this week. Authorities say a British citizen living in Sierra Leone has tested positive for the disease, adding to mounting fears over its spread. Some business operators in the capital say the virus is costing them their livelihood. Meantime, fresh fighting between India and Pakistan along their disputed border has killed 4 civilians and wounded several others on both sides. Ayaz Kool has the details from Islamabad.
Indian and Pakistani authorities are blaming each other for starting the border clashes in violation of a mutual ceasefire in the divided Kashmir region. Senior Indian security officials say their forces retaliated after Pakistani troops fired guns and mortar rounds Saturday morning on a dozen Indian border posts and nearby villages. The hostilities, they claim, have killed and wounded several civilians. Indian authorities say over 3,000 villagers have also been evacuated to safe areas. Army officials in Pakistan are reporting deaths of at least 2 villagers and injuries to many others, including women on their side of the disputed Kashmir border. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
China is reported to have executed 8 people from the northwestern region of Xinjiang, convicted of terrorist attacks, including 3 men. Authorities say planned last year's deadly suicide attack in Tiananmen Square. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
up, up, and away in the home of the Knicks. Hi, Ray McDonald here. Coming up today on my first hour, the NFL wants performers to pay to play. You'll also hear Sam Smith, Charlie XCX, Clean Bandit, and a brand new song from Ingrid Michaelson. It's time to get to work on VOA Music Mix, a service of the Voice of America.
Put my love out on the line. Never said yes to the right guy. Never had trouble getting what I want. But when it comes to you, I'm never good enough. When I don't care, I can play them like a Ken doll. Won't wash my hair, then make them bounce like a basketball. Like you, make me wanna act like a girl. Break a sweat for the other guys. When you come around, I get paralyzed. And every time I try to be myself, it comes out wrong like a cry for help. It's just not fair. Pain's more trouble than love is worth. I guess.
Fourth, Sam Smith hits the stage at the MTV Video Music Awards. Here's Sam now. Stay with me on VOA Music Mix.
Guess it's true, I'm not good, I don't understand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look and some
Coming back so you can put a car right there. I'm your truth and ain't got nothing to prove. And you can ask anybody, cause they seem to do. Barricades, I'll run right through them, I'm used to them. Throw all the dirt you want, you know what you know. Still won't have a pen up in a fabulous room. Bone her back, picking out a basket of fruit.
I love you, boo.
Yeah, freaking Petey, love you too. You know how I do.
Let's not make it harder than it has to be.
from the Lights Out album. That's Ingrid Michaelson with her new single, Girls Chase Boys. For decades now, performers have drawn huge audiences performing at Super Bowl halftime shows. Well, now the U.S. National Football League is looking for some payback. The Wall Street Journal reports that the league has narrowed its list of 2015 Super Bowl performers to Katy Perry, Coldplay, and Rihanna. Furthermore, league reps have asked at least some of these performers to contribute revenues in exchange for the gig. There's no word yet on a response from any of the acts. Stay close for No Doubt and Charlie XCX right here on VOA Music Mix. Charlie XCX on VOA Music makes Boom Clap.
for this. I miss my mom and dad for this. No. When I see stars, when I see stars, that's all they are. When I hear songs, they sound. And the comments she call love. And then I look into my nephew's eyes. Man, you wouldn't believe the most amazing things that can come from some terrible life.
McDonald with Fun, currently working on their third album. Pharrell's Hat is coming to Washington, D.C. Remember that enormous Vivienne Westwood hat that he wore on the Grammy telecast in January? The Arby's fast food chain bought it and will temporarily place it on display at the museum right here in the District of Columbia. The hat will be here from August 22nd through October 26th. I have Clean Bandit and Justin Timberlake ready to go, so keep it here on VOA Music Mix.
Just in case there's just one left, 'cause you know
Okay, here's Clean Bandit, Rather Be, featuring Jess Glynn on VOA Music Mix.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Should've known better when you came around that you were gonna make me cry. It's breaking my heart. that you claimed. You said that you were moving on out, on out. Maybe I should do the same.
Maybe I should do the same.
The funny thing about that is I was ready to give you my name. Thought it was me and you, baby, baby. And now it's all just a shame. And I guess I was wrong.
I don't wanna talk about it. I'm just so sick about it.
I can't believe it's ending this way.
I'm just so confused about it. Feeling the blues about it. I just can't do it.
Can you tell me, is this fair?
Is this the way it's really going down? Is this how we say goodbye? Don't wanna think about it. Don't wanna talk about it. I'm just so sick about it.
I can't believe it's ending this way.
I'm just so confused about it. Feeling the blues about it. I just can't do it without you.
Tell me.
Is this how we say goodbye?
Oh,
should've known better when we came
apart. Should've known
that you were gonna make me cry. Breaking my heart to
now
let you
it's
run.
Breaking my heart.
Don't let you live in a lie. But that's okay, baby, cause in time, you will find.
From Justin Timberlake to Jesse J on VOA Music Mix.
I'm feeling sexy and free, like glitter's raining on me. You're like a shot of pure gold. I think I'm about to explode. I can taste the tension like a cloud of smoke in the air.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Y ahora un